A recent study by Massey University has found that methamphetamine has become more easy to buy than cannabis in some parts of New Zealand. Using data collected from an anonymous Facebook survey, more than 50% of respondents said that meth was easier to buy. Our Kiwi correspondent, Longclinton Balfour from 95BFM, joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, this is quite troubling. Does the study offer any reason as to why meth may be more readily available?
Well, I actually spoke to the guy who did the study last week, and he seems to think that in lower-income areas, such as Northland, where there's sort of fewer jobs and quite a few unemployed people, it's sort of easy for them to make money off selling meth. So it's increased in those areas. But also, it's apparently getting easier to import. A lot of it is coming from other countries, and especially places near big ports, they're getting a lot more of it.
Now, does the study have any suggestions as to how this increase could be dealt with?
Not really. They do say that government is probably focusing too much on cannabis and their sort of drug enforcement, and not enough on meth, because meth is a lot easier, it's quicker to make. Obviously, it takes a long time to grow cannabis, so the police can find it more easily. But yeah, there aren't really any suggestions, but they're going to present the report, I think, to the Ministry of Health and have a discussion about it.
Now, on that note of police taking action, often in areas where there's a high meth usage, there's often that sort of vacuum of crime around it, whether it be assaults or robberies or anything. Has that begun to spread also?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of gangs are involved in the distribution of meth, and it's sort of, can get quite violent in the areas that meth is being distributed. But also, the report does say while it is mainly in the sort of regions outside of the urban centres that meth is more readily available, it is still everywhere that you can get it. So, you know, it's restricted to these kind of gang areas, but gangs certainly are getting involved.
And so are we likely to see a shift in focus onto this almost epidemic?
Well, maybe. Hopefully. We're at some point, we're actually having a referendum on the legalization or decriminalization, whatever the difference is, of cannabis. So maybe after that. But, yeah, who knows? Hopefully.
Now, in other news, a local woman has been arrested for damaging a traffic island in Auckland. Now, what's this all about?
Well, Auckland is New Zealand's biggest city, and for the biggest city, we have horrible cycling infrastructure. So there's been a kind of recent push in recent years to develop cycleways in Auckland. And this was part of a cycleway on Garnet Road in Auckland. And the particular cycleway is sort of they started building it and then they had to stop because there was some faults with the design or something. And this traffic island was part of it. And the person who took the sledgehammer to it, Lisa Praga, she's part of a group who's been camping out on a traffic island near it, sort of protesting the building of cycleways. And she's been trying to get Auckland Transport, who are building it, to get rid of the traffic island because she says it's unsafe and, you know, cars might cause crashes, and they haven't done anything. So she decided to take matters into her own hands and took a sledgehammer and a crowbar to it. Yeah.
And what's been the public reaction to this this outburst?
Well, opinion's pretty divided, actually, on more, you know, the cycling infrastructure in Auckland, because some people, I think it's great. I think it's about time we did it, because, I mean, I personally don't drive, but people who do drive, they hate cyclists. I'm sure it's the same where you are. I think they take up too much room on the road, and the infrastructure needed means there's fewer cars on the road. So, yeah, it's been divided, but I suppose also there's recently in Auckland, they built an apartment block that had no car parks. And, you know, the media was out saying, some people were like, oh, what a great thing, you know, encouraging cycling, it's the future. But then others were saying, oh, let me drive my car, you know, I shouldn't be forced to drive a bike, but yeah.
It seems like the debate that'll just go on and on between cyclists and drivers. Yeah. Speaking with our New Zealand correspondent, Lachlan Balfour. Now, hundreds of university students marched through Wellington earlier this week, demanding for a local law firm to be suspended from all government contracts. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, well, the law firm is Russell McVeigh, and it's New Zealand's biggest law firm, but it certainly has a lot of government contracts. And it's recently came out that I think 2 years ago, 2016, some interns from Victoria, the university in Wellington, were possibly sexually assaulted while doing their internships there. And there's another accusation that there was drunk sex in the boardroom between an intern and a lawyer there. And basically, Russell McVeigh, the law firm's just handled it horribly. They've been very secretive about it, and the students marched on the law firm to get the government to suspend their contracts with them until their external review is completed, which I think it's due to be completed by the end of this year. And also calling for a culture of change in the law industry around sexual harassment, because it is, it's a terrible culture. It's rife in the industry.
Now, this has been a building scandal for a couple of weeks now. In fact, we spoke last week about it in relation to the cancelled college camp. Is it likely that these demands by the students will be taken seriously by the government?
I think it's unlikely that they will suspend the contracts. Because, as I say, they are the biggest law firm, and they have a lot of experience in this area, so probably not. But I think certainly the law firms will be looking at the listed demands and taking that seriously. And the government's been quite silent on the issue because of these contracts they have with them. So. Maybe this march will cause something, but so far nothing's really happening from the government.
And what about the law firm itself, Russell McVeigh? Have they made any statements in retaliation?
Well, they're sort of saying, we're not going to say anything until our external review is completed. So, yeah, but again, it really doesn't look good for them. And they've been kind of dodging questions, saying, well, we can't say anything about it because, you know, some of it is currently with police and we've got privacy concerns. And so they're just, they're not handling it very well.
Well, this will have to be one that we'll continue to follow. Lachlan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great. Great to talk to you.
You too. New Zealand correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM speaking with me about what's been happening across the Tasman this week.